Le'ilu nishmas rov kleinim es kamish ben reveli melech. Bikurim perek gimel mishna aleph. Ketzin mafrishin habikurim. So how are we mafrish bikurim? Yerid adam b'soich sadeu. So a person goes down into his sada. V'roa ta'ena shebikra. And then he sees a fig just start to develop. The Rav says even if it's b'shas boiser, that the Taisi Zandav explains, didn't even get to the einus maisris. And the Rambam uses a lashon in Mishneh Torah that it didn't ripen its full amount. Now what's interesting is we say that a person goes into his field. Sadeu, sada is usually with tfua, it's not with trees. The Melech HaShlomo asks this. Because l'maisa, a person does not take off bikurim by wheat and things like that. Even though it's shivas aminim, we say, it's only the fruits of the shivas aminim. And why do we talk about a fig? We're going to see that usually the first one that's spoken about is usually the one that's more chashav. The one that's more chashav, the Mishnah explains, is the one that comes first in the pasuk, right next to the word eretz. So why is the Mishnah talk about te'enah? So the Tversol explains, because this is the first one to ripen. Out of all these fruits that are mentioned, te'enah is the first one to ripen. So like the Mishnah says, v'roa te'enah shebikra, eshkol shebiker. And then he sees a cluster of grapes, rimon shebiker. And then he sees a pomegranate, which the Tversol explains takes the longest to ripen. Koshroi begemi. So he ties it with a reed while it's still on the tree. V'omer, and he says, hare elu bikurim. These are bikurim. So he sets it aside as bikurim while it's on the tree. Rabbi Shimon says, afa pichein choyzer v'karoy sam bikurim me'acher shi'toshu min hakarkor. Rabbi Shimon says, even though you do this, still you repeat this and you call it bikurim after you separate it from the ground, meaning after you cut it. And the Rav and the Rambam both say that the reason for Rabbi Shimon is that he learns a drasha that just like the time that you bring the bikurim, that for sure it has to be a complete fruit. So to the time that you're mafrish the bikurim, it also has to be a complete fruit. So therefore, even though you were mafrish it from the beginning, you have to be mafrish it when it's a complete fruit. So why did then you be mafrish in the beginning? So the chor of the reason is because that wasn't because of the mitzvah, I guess, of hafrasha, according to Shimon. That was probably just to make a simen that you should know, because lamais, at the end of the day, when you do take it off, you have to find the one that was bikurim, the one that grew first that year. So that was just for the simen. But later, when you're mafresh it, that's for the mitzvah of hafrosha. L'chara, that's the pshat. Taisi Zandav asked, though, it's still called a fruit even before you cut it off. Once it's fully developed on the tree, why is that not a fruit? Why does Reb Shimon say that you first have to cut it, and then only then is that a pri that you can now be mafresh it as bikurim? Because it's still called a pri then. Maybe one can say that, according to Reb Shimon, ain't a chanami, that, like the Taisi Zandav says, you can be mafresh it as bikurim even while it's on the tree. As long as it's a pre and it's fully grown, it just means that normally when that happens, that's when they actually would cut it off anyway. So in order not to make the mistake to think that you should be mafresh it at the time that you're demarcating it beforehand, Reb Shimon wanted to be careful to use a lashon of do it later after you cut it. But maybe it just really means at the time that you cut it, because that's when it's a pre. Maybe, I'm not sure. The Rav says, regardless, the halach is not like Reb Shimon.